What's the title of this podcast going to be?
I'm
dating a dipshit. That's kind of a good one, actually.
Actually, yeah, that's actually pretty funny. And I kind of like it. For those of you who couldn't have guessed, Brad is back.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Brad.
Hi. Let's cheers.
Yay.
Yay. Welcome back. We just killed this nice bottle that you bought for my birthday, so thank you.
Yeah, it's a month old.
Mm-hmm. So.
It took a month, man. We got to step up our game.
I know, we really do. So, for anyone that's listened to episode 2, where Brad was on, we were talking about how we had only been, like, we were dating for a little bit of time. We were dating.
That was like 3 weeks at most.
Okay, you went literally were over here all the goddamn time.
Kind of.
We weren't in like a relationship, but we were like kind of dating.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'd count that.
You wouldn't count going on like 6 dates as dating.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh, what else?
What?
I'm trying. What else has happened since?
For what? Oh, since the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. So I told you I was obsessed with you in episode 2. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about how many times I think we've hung out, and I think we had stated there was like 6 times since then, but since that episode we I think continually hung out multiple times weekly. I want to say like average 3 or 4 times at that time, because it was all through the holidays, and then we hit Christmas and you were over here for like I think a week and a half. And we like, well, it was crazy because you would stay here and then you would like leave to go to the gym, and we'd both be like, wait, but like, am I seeing you after?
Yeah.
Like, are we gonna hang out? Or like you would leave for like a day to go hang out with your sister, and I'd be like, wait, but like, are you gonna come back over? And we both like be like texting all day and be like, wait, I kind of like miss you. And I'm like, how the fuck am I like not tired of your ass?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yeah. You have a nice little corner in my living room.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I like walked downstairs and it looked all empty and I was like, no, come back.
There's that, but then also Maria has finally become a little bit more cultured, and she sat through the first 6 Star Wars movies. Watched them in machete order, so you got to give me your hot take review. I mean, this might alienate a couple of your audience members, but I don't really give a shit. I mean, even since the last episode, not only have you seen the first 6 Star Wars movies, but I got a new Star Wars tattoo, so.
Yeah, which I was there with you.
You were.
Oh, that's another thing that happened. We got tattoos around the same time.
Did you not have the new one last time?
No, I got mine after or 2 days before I turned 30.
All right, so we did it in machete order, which means you do 4, 5, and then you treat 1, 2, 3 as like a glorified flashback, and then you watch 6 right after 3 because you can kind of see the cool little parallels of it, which is kind of interesting. So this is what we're gonna do. Let's do, I think, scales out of 5.
Episode 1 is like a -5.
Well, okay, so 0?
Okay, 0.
Okay, episode 2.
Episode 2, I'll give it, I would give it like a 3. No, maybe 4. No, we'll go 4.
4?
No, 3. Okay, we'll go back to 3.
3?
It's not that bad.
It's the love story one. Remember that.
Yeah, it's not that awful.
Okay.
It was so cheesy, but like it wasn't bad.
Yes, it was.
It was bad. It was bad, but it like just wasn't one bad. So I'm gonna put not even 4. I'm gonna put it at 3. I'm gonna take my stance.
Okay.
Because then episode 3, I'm gonna give it 4.
3. Oh yeah, that's fine. Okay. I like 3.
Okay.
So,
and then 4 is the OG one.
Yeah, 4 is the very first.
I'm gonna give it a Star Wars 5.
A Star Wars 5?
Yeah.
What's different than, how does that translate into a regular 5?
I don't think it's like the best movie ever created.
You don't need, you can think of movies 5 out of 5 and still understand that it's incredibly flawed.
I'll give it a 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Then 6.
5.
Sorry, 5.
Empire is my favorite.
Okay, I'll give it, I'm going to give it a 4.
4, okay, good.
And then the last one we watched.
Return of Jedi.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, it's dull. The ending's really good, but it's kind of notoriously the worst one in the original trilogy.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 2.5.
Okay, so that was it. All right, well, it's been real. Take care.
It's been fun. It's been real fun.
Bye.
Yeah. All right, you want to play?
Yeah, what are we playing?
Okay, so everybody knows that I'm like super obsessed and I got all my friends turned on to this, but it's this card game called We're Not Really Strangers. We're not really strangers. We're just, what was that phrase you used?
There are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, if you're gonna make fun of me, at least get the dialogue and the quoting right.
Don't care enough. Okay, do you want to start?
You can start.
Okay. Okay, how important do you think birthdays and holidays are to me, and explain?
They're important to you, but you don't put expectations on it because you have a fear of being let down.
Oh, wow. There you go. Mm-hmm. And my hella anxiety
planning. Yeah, exactly. So you appreciate gestures, but you have a bit of a double-edged sword, I think, relationship with it.
Go ahead, pull.
Now, as I tell her before, I need to drink if I'm going to hang out with you, so...
That's absolutely true. I'm a fucking nightmare. It sucks.
Yep.
Sorry that you're dating me.
Who do you think was more nervous on our first date? Explain. It's funny. I think we mentioned this last night.
You? Yeah.
I wasn't nervous.
Okay, you were just awkward.
I was trying to be polite. And now look. Now you have this abrasive piece of shit that won't leave your house.
I'm not mad about it. But, like, we talked about this last night. I think that, like... One, it is, like, nerve-wracking, I think, going on a first date. And especially, like, well, one, the one thing that I was, like, nervous about was, like, I'm genuinely letting a stranger for the first time ever, like, before even meeting you. Like, it's not like we met up somewhere and you came over. Like, I just gave you my address.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, fortunately, like, we just have mutual friends. So I was like, okay, like,
one.
This is...
No, two.
Yeah. We did this last time. Where it's, you know, like, it is nerve-wracking. I'm like, fuck, like, this is somebody. It's, like, COVID. Like, I'm just, like, letting this person in. I have to trust you, you know? You could, like, I could tell, I mean, you even said this too, where, like, I mean, you were nervous or you were awkward, which is not, like, an issue. Like, obviously, like, we got along, right? We talked for hours. I think you came over at, like, 6:30 or 7, and we talked, like, I don't even think you left till, like, midnight.
Yeah, we sat on your couch 6 feet apart.
We actually...
Not due to COVID, but due because of inappropriateness.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy? I mean, you say that as a joke, but we literally did. We didn't sit close on the couch at all. We, like, sat on almost opposite ends and we were just talking.
You try to gauge, like, what's going to make the other person uncomfortable, though. I mean, as a guy, I mean, I guess I can't speak for all other guys, but you're trying to, like, not be a creep and try to be polite and cordial, I suppose.
I mean, I'm not mad about it. I was just making a statement. Like, we really did. We weren't, like, I don't think it was, like, an intention of either of us to be like, oh, I'm going to fuck this random person off the internet. Like, we were literally just trying to get to know each other.
No, that was saved for the second date.
In which... Well, we were drinking and you brought over 2 bottles of wine and then I tried to make him feel uncomfortable and I go, we were like on our, I think, like third glass each and I was like, okay, before I pour more, I was like, you can stay. I was like, we could either put
Device. Oh, no, I was saying like, you're like, do you want more wine? I was kind of, well, you know, I don't like. If I have to drive back, I'd maybe rather not. And then, yeah. That's when you were saying, you can stay. If it weirds you out, you can stay on the couch. You can stay in my guest room. Or, like, fuck it. We can put a barrier in my bed if you really want to.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be weird about it. And then this fucker was, like, sitting all by me. And it is, like, 11:30 at this point. I literally look at him and I was like, are you going to kiss me or what? Just super assertive. I knew you were going to, but I
did more than that, which is, you're welcome, I guess.
Excuse you. But yeah.
No, I think now that you understand the context behind it, but when you finally gave me permission to sleep over at your house, I was like, all right, well, like, let me go to my car. I got to grab a couple of things. And I come in with a backpack and you're just kind of, what, this presumptuous ass is bringing over an overnight bag. But to clarify, when I moved back from New Zealand last July, because of COVID, like, I've been working from home, but I've been living with, like, my sister primarily. So I just kind of still live out of a suitcase because I'm not going to rush to go move, you know, move where my office is and go burn money on rent when I can save money and just, you know, kind of do what I'm doing. That's so I have a backpack with me all the time because I never know where I'm going to be. And I have a backpack with at least like a 5 days worth of clothing supplies and everything like that. So
I know, but at the time I wouldn't have ever known that. Like, but we would have never had an open discussion about it either.
You knew I like was, I mean, still like essentially like a glorified transient.
No, I know, but, like, there's no way that I would have thought, like, even, like, put together the fact that, like, oh, you always had, like, a backpack on you. That was just never my first thought. I, like, think I made a joke where I was, oh, my God, like, I was like, really, you have a backpack on you? Did I really think that you were, like, that much of an asshole? Like, no, but I think that we also could, like, laugh about it and kind of call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more awkward when I brought out, like, my spare key to your apartment, though.
Yeah, that got really weird, because then I'm like, did you and my neighbor talk, and did you get a copy of his, or what?
No, I had your locks changed to the key that I got, surprise.
Surprise, bitches. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I'm not dead yet, by the way, and he's not in Mexico, so in case you're following up here with us.
That is yours.
Okay,
yeah, your
next
turn.
Card. Okay, what do you think my perfect date night would be?
You appreciate gestures, and you appreciate, like, being taken out and going out on a date, but not necessarily, like, a high-end fancy restaurant or anything like that, or anything that might have a high expenditure attached to it. I don't know if you have, like, an actual thought in your head, but even something like, hey, I got a growler, I got, like, a 12-pack of craft beer, let's go to the beach and just, like, you know, have a burrito or something, like, something in that realm, I think, is way more up your alley.
Do you want to fuck now or later?
I mean, we probably will later, but Is that pretty good?
That was like spot on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm such like a whore for like simplistic things and ideas. And I think that like, I send you shit all the time. I think like daily or like, you know, bi-daily or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I don't keep up anymore. There's too much.
No, I know. And a lot of that is for my own like self-bank too. I'm like, oh shit, like I want to do this. But like, there's always something that I want to do and I'm always down for new experiences. But I also like really appreciate, I think like the simplicity behind things. I get really uncomfortable in like very heavy and expensive situations. And I think that we like talked about like how both of us like kind of feel the same. Like, I can't say that this is ideally like that, say like you and I had our first date again, right? Like going to a brewery or something. That's like not like my ideal first date, but that's always like something that I gravitate towards where I'm like, fuck yeah. Like I'm gonna just chill at a brewery and like have a conversation. Like, I think that's like where my perfect like date night like stems from, is like conversation. And like, there's really not like a monetary value attached to it.
Sure.
It's just, again, like super simplistic.
Cool. That was easy.
Yep.
I think I know the answer to this one. What was the first thing you noticed about me?
About you? Oh, I mean, we talk physical or?
Do both, because I think I've heard the physical one already.
I mean, you know both. Again, sarcasm. I think that goes a long way for like both of us.
I'm a straight shooter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And then physicality. Like, I just think you have like the cutest like dimples and like facial structure.
Did you hear that, ladies?
That was up. Brad, 6'1". Apparently he has hazel eyes. He doesn't believe me that he has green eyes, but he thinks hazel.
Yeah, hey, I believe what the driver's license says.
Okay, the driver's license also told me that I'm 120 pounds, please. Y'all know that ain't true for a 5'8 bitch, please.
Yeah.
What assumption did you make about me that turned out to be false?
Which I think we've had this conversation already. Okay, that you're really into clubs.
You guys, everyone that knows
you listen to shitty club music.
I do. But it's so crazy. Like, I make jokes about this in class all the time. Like, when I teach, I'm like, y'all, I was like, I don't go out. But, like, when I'm in class, like, when I teach, like, this is my fucking party. Like, it's, like, I mean, I can get down and, like, I'm down to fucking dance. I'm down to get weird. Like, I'm down to just, like, have a good time. But, like, going to a big, like, Vegas club is literally my nightmare. Like, it is, if you want to ever punish me, take me to a Vegas nightclub.
Duly noted. We'll have an ironic date night.
Yeah, can we? Actually, it would be kind of funny, because I would go, like, I would
I
only
think
go
I'd
to,
be too, I would be too miserable.
You, yeah, both of us would literally look at each other and be like, all right, you want to leave you down?
Yeah.
Down not, to go get a beer down the street?
Oh, that's good. On a scale from 1 to 10, how open do you feel I am with you? Explain.
10.
Explain.
Oh, yeah, okay. I feel like you were pretty open with me even before we met. I think like that there's a lot of like vulnerability.
I was on your fucking podcast and talked about it.
Oh, that too, yeah. But even again, like right, like before, for those that don't know, again, Brad is divorced. But that was like something that I know that, you know, he struggled with, and he told me like before we met up, and then he came on to talk about his story like on episode 2. So, I thought you were gonna say something.
Mm.
No. So I think that like you are able to get really, really vulnerable with me. And I also like, I make it a point to create a safe space for like you and like even like, you know, friends that are in my life. Like, I understand that I think it's difficult to like find people that are like willing to like listen or understand like what your story may be. And I know I personally never want to feel vulnerable with somebody and then they take that for granted or take advantage of that. So I try my hardest to like, again, be the safe space for others. But you specifically, because I like, you know, I think I genuinely care about you on a different level.
This is a much lighter podcast than the rest of your library, I feel.
A lighter one?
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean?
I actually read some of your reviews and everything was like, oh, I just appreciate these really like raw, real discussions. I'm like, oh, you're going to hate this one then.
Well, it is, but this is like a sense of like a rawness too, right? Because I think that I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine the other day and I was like, I realize like when things are going really, really good in my life, I don't really broadcast them like initially, right? Like, I think with you, like, yeah, like people know like on the podcast sense, but I'm not like texting everybody or telling everybody like all our immediate business. I feel like I'm more inclined to do that when shit kind of sucks, but like when I'm genuinely happy and like shit's going like positive, I just do my own thing, and you are kind of like my world in a lot of ways right now. And but this is like raw and real too, like, you know, I think again, like, you're raw and open with me in a lot of ways, and then like, you know, we play like a game like this and I think that you don't hold back and that like, you can still fuck with me and laugh, but you can still also be like real.
I think I'm too self-deprecating and to an extent I think too self-aware to like want to think who's gonna want to listen to two people dating who are dating talk.
I mean, I listen to shit like this all the time.
I guess, dude. Maybe I'm just a curmudgeon, but...
But you also were listening to your own episode and you're like, I'm not funny. And I'm like, your whole goal in life
not,
is...
Well, but...
I think you're hilarious. I laugh at you all the time.
That's fair.
You like I said at, not with.
That's... I get it. That's why I said that's fair.
But you'd be surprised. Like, dude, I got so many DMs from people that were like, oh my God, keep the New Zealand guy around. And I'm like, yeah, that's the plan for now.
Mm, fuck him. Well, I mean, it's nice to think you're funny when it's just you and my sister, because you guys are the ones that will just consistently laugh at really stupid shit. But other than that, yeah.
But you and I share the same dumb humor. And I, like I told you, I was like, I've been telling all my friends that I'm hilarious for years and none of them believe me.
Yeah, you're pretty funny.
Thank you. See? You guys, you heard it here first. This is all I need. Podcast is over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can end your career now.
A to the fucking.
You got that validation you've just been desperately seeking for so long.
30, finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yep.
What would a day of completely spoiling me look like?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what I already said earlier.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, that kind of sucks.
Not spitting in your mouth.
Actually, spitting
in Actually, if anything, that would spoil you even more.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I was telling my girlfriend about that, and she literally... And I told her about what happened, and she goes, hold up. She goes, so you mean to tell me... It's like 7 in the morning. She's like, he spits in your mouth, and you enjoyed it. She's like, so how does that even... We literally talked about it for like an hour and I had to like fully describe
how, her. Yeah, how does that work though? I honestly, like, I don't know where that weird impulse came from. Like, I know you're weird, so I think it maybe like opened the door to feel like comfortable to do something like that, but I'm like, dude, the fuck if I know where that impulse came from. This is like, you can kind of explain slapping and hitting and choking, I think, even a little bit better.
Yeah.
As even like kind of, Jesus, as grotesque, like maybe that comes across to some, I still feel like you can explain that versus literally.
But I've never had somebody spit in my mouth.
What was that? I said literally putting saliva in someone's mouth.
I mean, I don't know. You think about I'm going to go so grotesque as saying like eating somebody's ass or like swallowing cum. I mean, it's all like you're just exchanging bodily fluids. Like
maybe that one just feels so random.
It does, and I honestly don't know where that started or how, and I mean, I don't think that, like, I mean, we talked about, like, porn watching, but, like, in all reality, it's not like I watch, like, such aggressive porn where I think I feel like I have to replicate it in real life. Like as of right now, I don't even know the last time I, like, watched porn. I think it's
probably... Ooh, that could be... Excuse me, not to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
That could actually be an interesting point of discussion.
All right, so let's talk about it. So for anybody that has questions of what we're referring to... So a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how, we were talking about like porn watching, and I don't know how this kind of like this conversation came about. I don't know how it started. Maybe you can fill that little void in, but the conversation ended on us or kind of stemmed on us like talking about how we feel about like watching porn when we're in relationships. And to me, I kind of was like, okay, great. Like I watch porn, like not, I don't even say all the time. I think it's like kind of subjective and like what part of my life I'm in, but like, I don't mind watching porn at all. Like, I, you know, and I'm very open about my sex life. Like, I, you know, talk about this shit all the time. Like, porn is porn. Like, for me, like, sometimes, like, your imagination can't do enough. And so you're just like, oh, fuck. Like, I'll just, like, watch, like, what I'm, you know, like, what I'm interested in online, whatever. And, like, fuck around and get off. And that being that, and you kind of, like, shut it off and call it a day. So for me, like, I don't see any issue with it. Like, right. Like, being in a relationship, I'm like, great. Like, I know that I'm with one person. I'm not sitting here texting other dudes. I'm not getting that fulfillment from like random people like on a dating app, right? Like I'm with one singular person who I'm having sex with, but if I'm masturbating, sometimes I just like to watch porn to get off. Do you want to carry on the rest of that?
Are you done? I just didn't want to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Now you can kind of fill in your space.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. My whole thought is just like when you're in a relationship, it just felt like you're getting mentally off to someone else. That's how I've always felt when I've been in relationships. So when I'm in relationships, I mean, I don't like, even when I'm single, like I don't really watch porn that much anyway, but, anytime I've been in a relationship, I usually don't, because to me, it just kind of feels like people can explain it away all they want. And it's like, I'm not even saying like they're wrong, but to me, it feels like you're getting mentally off to someone else. And like, and mental infidelity is just as bad as physical infidelity. So I'm not even like saying you're being like unfaithful or something like that, but I think it like kind of flirts with that line a little bit. So that's why I've just always kind of felt I'm with one person, like I don't like want to get off to other people.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it kind of feels to me. That's what it's always felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So even like in my marriage, that was like, we've shared that commonality.
Yeah. That's interesting, because I think that I know I mentioned this statement. I was like, I feel like for years, like, I felt like extremely, like, sexually liberated and, like, what I've wanted, how I've, like, talked about sex, just, like, being open in, like, sexuality, you know, like, talking about porn, things like that. Like, I think, like, experimenting, like, this is where, like, kind of you bring up that, like, spit in your mouth comment. I'm like, I don't really have bounds, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm willing to kind of, like, test it out and, like, really just kind of, like, gauge the waters of, like, where my partner and I can, like, find, like, pleasure. And I think this is maybe I think this entire conversation stemmed from me asking you if you've watched porn in the past with a partner.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're right.
I think I just passively asked. I was
porn,
like,
hey. Bloopers. Never actual porn. Yep. There's a whole website dedicated to bloopers on porn. We watched that together, and it's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
It's people doing doggy style, and then a guy, you know, pulling out a little too far, and then jamming it as far as it could up the wrong hole, to the newcomers there. The wrong hole is the butthole. But
the right hole and the only hole.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to me, the right hole is the butthole. But
that's so interesting.
Yeah. So we watched that because we thought those were funny, but it was never as a means to get off. But we just, we thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But actual porn. I mean, I get, like, what you're saying, like, in terms of trying to explore sexuality or whatever. So, I mean, it's just,
but
like, if you had that level with someone else, I'm like, that's great. But still, at the same time, I don't really find that synonymous with, you know, I don't find exploring your sexuality synonymous necessarily with watching porn by yourself and getting off by yourself to other people.
But it isn't. That was my point. I was just making a statement in the sense of, like,
basically, you're wrong. So this has been fun.
Oh my God.
I win.
You're so annoying.
I have the penis, so I win.
Oh, here we go, y'all.
I think.
Cancel him, please.
Cancel me.
But no, I just think it's an interesting take. I've just never in my entire, like, I've never met, like, I think friends that kind of, like, have that, like, thought process. And now the more I think that I've, like, thought about it, I've realized, or, like, have asked friends, like, if their partners have thought, like, a similar route. And this is just, like, more sort of, like, an experimental question for me. Like, I found out that you're right in the sense of,
I didn't do a single smirk.
I thought you were about to be like,
fuck,
oh, I'm
you,
right.
Lady.
Wow. Don't get defensive. I have found that, like, more...
So Terminator is kind of dated, but...
But I found that more men actually, like, share your sentiment. And that's kind of interesting to me because I'm like, I don't even think twice about it. I've never looked at porn as something that I'm like, oh, yeah, these are, like, other people. I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, that's, like, kind of hot. People are fucking, like, you're watching it in a movie and, like, sometimes it's, like, erotic. And I think that, you know, there's so many studies just done on women where, like, we obviously, like, for us, it takes, like, literature or a certain type of, like, sex to really get us off. And I think that, like, it's interesting to think that porn, out of all things, would be a sense of, like, infidelity in somebody's mind. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just, like, I've never really even thought about it.
I I'm not even saying, like, it's infidelity, but I think, okay, to try to, I guess, make it relevant is anytime you hear the whole phrase, like, oh, what, you know, you can look at the menu, but you can't order. What is it? Do you know that stupid phrase?
Yeah.
I think that's horseshit.
Okay.
To me, like...
You really can't, like, so you...
You can look at someone and say they're objectively attractive, 100%.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, people use that phrase as a means to, like, check people out. I think that to me flirts with the line of mental infidelity.
Oh, yeah, but that's, like, a little bit fucked up. If I'm, like, looking at a dude, I'm like, yo, I, like...
That guy, I mean, you can look at someone and say they're objectively attractive. Like, that's I don't think that applies to that actual phrase. Yeah. So to me, that's always been kind of fucked up because it's like, dude, like, you're not physically pursuing anything, but your mental, like, now your mental capacity is being focused on someone else. So tie that into now your mental capacity is now getting you off to someone else. And, like, this is a totally extreme example. I get it. I'm just saying, is the level of disconnect of the fact that it's virtual make it, quote unquote, okay? Because I'm not even saying it's not okay. I'm saying, is the fact that it's, like, virtual give you that disconnect that makes it okay? Because let's just, like, because the phrasing that you used was, oh, it's two people fucking, that's hot. If two people were fucking on your couch and I was, like, you know, sitting 6 feet away jerking off, I think you'd think that's kind of weird.
Not if I was, I think, like, if you and I were both in the room and we were, like, watching that scenario and we had agreed that, like, we're like, oh, yeah, like, these two people can be here, that doesn't bother me. Because it doesn't bother me if you were to tell me, you're like, yeah, I'm watching porn, or, like, I'm watching a chick, like, masturbate on Pornhub. Sick. Like, that doesn't bother me.
You're not, like, a lot of girls share my sentiment though.
And I know. Yeah. I actually had a girl in my DMs that out of nowhere started talking about watching, she was talking about porn. I don't know how, honestly, you guys, I have no idea how I thought this conversation, but, or how it sparked, but this is a good friend of mine. She's like, oh, well, me and my boyfriend, oh, she was talking about my podcast, and she's like, oh, me and my boyfriend started talking about X, Y, and Z, and then she kind of went into this thing of, like, maybe I think he might have a porn addiction. I was like, girlfriend, I was like, I've dated somebody with a porn addiction, and I don't think, like, that that's the case. Mm-hmm. But she was saying, she's like, you know, like, the porn avenue is really new for me, and she's like, I've never been okay with it, and I was kind of like, wow, like, it's just so interesting for me because I don't get bothered. Like,
the thing is, you're saying that you didn't get bothered, but this is a very extreme hypothetical. Mm-hmm. But if like someone was in my house, if two people were in my house fucking, and I just decided to get naked and start jerking off, and then I told you about it retrospectively, I think you'd be weirded out. I know you're saying that you wouldn't, and I get it. It's an extreme.
I don't think that's the same.
Hold on, I'm not done. I know it's a very extreme example, and I know it's a hypothetical, but that's what I'm saying. Like, do people that like try to I don't even want to say rationalize, because that to me it just makes it seem like I'm trying to tell people like how they view certain things as wrong, because I don't think that's the case. It's just like when I'm in a relationship, I have this perspective, and I kind of, that's just how I feel, and you can't really shake that. Mm-hmm. Not everyone feels that way, which is fine, but
I'm not saying we have to agree.
We're not going to. But that's why I'm saying, like, the fact that it's virtual make it any better, because if it was physical, I think your opinion would slightly change. I know right now you're saying no, and I can't reiterate enough, it's an extreme hypothetical, but adding that virtual element to it, to me, is not a level of disconnect. That's the same, it's the same fucking thing to me.
I think it is. I mean, I think it's like enough of a disconnect for me. I mean, porn is produced, there's like scripts, there's screenwriters, there's Viagra involved, like none of it's like real, so you're not looking at it as like, oh, like shit, like my two friends are fucking and I'm like getting off to that, like, and which is fine in some relationships. I think people explore that, or they bring in a third party, like I get it, that's their kink. But we talked about too, like, both you and I think share jealous tendencies, in which I don't think we'd be able to, one, explore an open relationship, two, probably bring open a third party. Open relationships
are stupid, but...
Well, no, I had a girlfriend of mine. Stupid. Sure, I mean, you and I kind of share that, but again, it works for people, and I get it. Like, I have a girlfriend in a 12-year relationship, super fucking happy. It worked for them, great. I personally cannot do it. I cannot share the person that I'm with like somebody else. I think, like, if I wanted to share, I would just like date like that. I just wouldn't be like, you know, exclusive with somebody mm-hmm. else. But again, I've heard too, like with open relationships, that, you know, the line of communication becomes a lot more open. Like, I think that there's a lot more honesty in saying like, hey, this person's texting me, or like, hey, I'm falling in love with this person. And I know that's hard to hear for some people, but like, I know, I trust me. That's not really open.
That's keeping two people around until you realize that you have stronger feelings for someone else. That's not really open.
Yeah, well,
that's keeping people like,
I think everyone has their own definition. That could be a whole conversation, but I think everyone has their own. But I think certain things work for certain people. I just think with like porn, I don't think twice about it. I don't, like, the second I close my laptop, like I don't even think about the fact that I even watch porn. I'm like, oh shit, like that's hot. And I'm not like, it, like for me, it's not even like thinking about looking at the dude that's in it or the chick that's in it. It's like the actual art of like sex and being, I think, mentally put in a state of like, fuck, like I want to fuck. And like, this is just kind of getting my mind like more, I guess, like engaged with that. Cause I think women, and we talk about this all the time, I think women have a harder time being turned on. I think for us, right, we need like more like mental stimulation. We need like, we can't most of the time get off on just like penetration. Like, there's so much more that goes into it. So I think for like,
yeah, but being, nothing you just said had anything to do with porn though.
No, but it does.
Mental stimulation.
Yeah. So, but I'm giving you samples, right? Like, I'm not saying that like I can be like, I can sit here and be like, oh, I'm horny and my dick is hard. Okay. Let me just jack off and that be it. Like, I mean, I'll text you all the time and be like, fuck, like, I want to fuck you, right? Like, but that is not enough for me to sit there and, like, masturbate and be like, oh, I'm, like, I'm so fucking wet. Like, there are a lot of times that I will be, but I think that there's, like, more that needs to go, like, into that.
Right. Other people.
No, it's just the visual of, like, it's not even other people. Like, for me, it's, like, literally the visual of, like, sex, or, like, you literally walking me through whatever it is going to happen, right? Because that... lets your imagination kind of.
What do you mean, me
away.
Walking you through whatever's gonna
like
happen?
Like, if you wanna continue like sexting me, right? If you wanna tell me what you're gonna do to me, if you're gonna.
Dude, that's fair.
Right, but again, I think it all
that,
plays
that
into.
That also is.
Yes.
Your partner involved.
No, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying I don't understand. I'm just saying, to me, there's a huge disconnect because when I think of porn, that like. To me, it's like almost like it's almost like a simulation. It doesn't even feel like there are just real people. Like, those people don't exist in my world. Those people are literally fucking paid actors that I don't even find attractive. And for the most part, 99% of the time, it's fucking creepy, right? And then this is honest. Like, I don't watch enough porn for it to like ever be like an issue or for like you to even like think twice about it. But I'm just saying, like, in the times where I'm like, fuck, like I just want to watch porn to get off. Like, again, it's so like momentary. I guess if that's even like a word. For me to just like watch it, like get wet, use my vibrator, whatever, like get off and then like shower and bounce out of it. Again, I don't even like think about it. Like it doesn't, I don't think about the people that are involved. I don't think about it in the sense of like, what if like these people were here? Like that's not like imaginary for me. Like for me, it's just like literally like, all right, I need to get off. Like porn's just gonna kind of help me do it. It's almost like reading a fiction novel and then cool, calling it a day. Like that's literally all it is to me, like in my mind.
Yeah, but I don't think you've been proposed with like a scenario that would make you maybe start to question it even more so. Because it's like when we had the fluidity conversation.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I get it. I'm not saying I don't understand.
No, I get it. But you didn't think anything of the fluidity. Like, your very, like, nonchalant way of approaching porn is the same way, like, you had that nonchalant way when we had that, which we can elaborate on, but when we had the fluidity conversation. But then when I brought up an example, I'm like, okay, well, like, yeah, you know, this just, I'm not even really thinking, you know, about X, Y, and Z. It's just, like, one of those things. You're like, no, fuck that. And so,
yeah.
I think... And this isn't like a jab against you by any means. I don't think you've been like presented one with like maybe someone like that's like in my like maybe like inner circle of people that just kind of like think the same way, which again, no one's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just different. Let's just like, let's get that out there. But I don't think maybe like you've been around people that maybe like have my kind of like thought processes like with porn and like with the whole fluidity thing that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
To where like you're presented with examples where you can kind of relate, where you're nonchalant, like how nonchalant you are with it,
mm-hmm.
kind of almost like goes up to a little bit more of like a serious approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause even like how you, like I said, like how you were talking about porn in a very casual way is the same way that you were doing it with like the whole fluidity mm-hmm. thing. But then it's once you're brought an example of how like, mm-hmm. hey, here's what this would be like, how this is for me. Here's an example of what would make you feel the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, and again, that's what I'm saying is like, I get it. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but because I know what it means to me, like, it almost, like, doesn't click. Because I'm like,
I get it. I think a moment will come, though, with this, like, topic. And again, it's not, I'm like, not even, like, asking anyone to, like, change their perspective or anything.
Yeah.
But I think a moment will come where you're, approach like where a even if it's a hypothetical or if it's real, whatever, will be, you know, brought up, and you're gonna kind of have a mental adjustment, not necessarily a 180. But
I mean, I dated somebody with porn addiction, and that didn't even throw me off, so I don't know if
right.
I just
but there was
mentally...
no mental conversation around it. It was just a porn addiction. You didn't actually have like any like real stimulating conversations around it.
Oh, we did.
Did you though?
We talked about it. I mean, not, but again, because, like, porn doesn't bother, I don't know if I just, part of me thinks, like, I don't know if I'm just, like, so passive in, like, in understanding, like, other people and, like, recognizing that, like, we are all so different and we have such, like, opposing viewpoints, so I think until it becomes, like, a physicality issue, like, I just, like, just don't see a problem, and again, like, this just could be, like, my own subjective way of thinking. Like, again,
oh,
I don't know.
It's super subjective, yeah.
Well, yeah, 100%. And, like, I don't know what's right and what's wrong, and I've had friends that are, like, totally in your, like, wheelhouse, and, like, I mean, for me, again, before even, like, going depth into the conversation, I was like, well, I don't get it. I was like, I'm, like, whatever, like, porn is porn, right? Like, I don't even think, again, not thinking twice about it,
right.
Because it, yes.
Oh, no, I was gonna say, like, this, I definitely know this isn't your intention.
Yeah.
So don't like take this the wrong way.
Okay.
When you have a casual approach like that though, and this does come through like, not to keep bringing like other experiences up,
yeah.
But this does come through a very intense relationship to where I actually had to like learn how to soften my edges, and I had to learn how to know how to say certain things, because even while like as I've told you, like certain times in those situations, I'm like, oh, I think she's just being overly sensitive. There are times where I would say certain things or approach certain conversations, and the way that I was addressing them and the way that I was talking comes across as really, like, for lack of a better word, insensitive, or not taking that other person's feelings and considerations. And like, I can't think of another way to say it. And I know you're not doing that. And I know you're not doing that. So I'm not taking it this way.
Yeah.
But I'm saying your casual approach to it and kind of like, oh yeah, no, it's fucking porn or whatever. It's like someone else that hasn't, like, you know, maybe kind of gone through like maybe my experiences and kind of can read like the weird nuances and the various idiosyncrasies that people have.
Yeah.
Would 100% take that as you're disregarding how they're feeling.
Sure. But I mean, I think I do a really good job, and it's not to pat myself on the back. Well, actually, it kind of fucking is, but I think I really do. Huh?
What?
Excuse you?
I just sneezed.
Uh-huh. But I think, like, personally,
really, episode two? Okay.
I think in regards to conversations that I have with people, and, like, really intimate conversations and topics and things like that, I do a good job, and I make it a point to really navigate respectfully. Like, I have so many friends, close friends, that are very conservative on a lot of issues, down to like tattoos. And I'm like, I don't get it. Like, I mean, these are some of my closest friends that are like, the fuck you getting a tattoo for, right? Like something so like, I'm like, why do you, it's my body. Like, why do you necessarily care what I do to it, right? Like, if you don't want a tattoo, don't get it, but don't like come at me to say something about it. Like, but again, that's not what I'm saying to them. Like, I'm literally saying like, okay, like, why do you feel the way that, you know, you do? What questions do you have for me? Like, this is how I feel, and it's okay if you disagree, like, but, you know, like, this is, like, my reasoning behind it, whatever, like you and I are, you know, are having this conversation, it comes across similarly, and while I understand, like, that it can sound insensitive, I think the other party also needs to understand that their opinion, this is, again, not you, this is other people, right, that they're not also right, right, like, I think that they're
reiterated.
Yes. No, and again, this, I'm not saying you. I think this is a comment.
Fuck you, Maria.
This is a comment of you, like, stating, you know, other, like, how other people can perceive it. Like, I don't think I've ever been told that I was, like, super insensitive. And that were, if that were ever the case, I can wholeheartedly take a step back, apologize, and, like, recognize where I had, like, stated something, like, you know, wrong. So, in all reality, I think that, like, I am super, super open-minded, and, like, I do want to know, like, why people think the way that they do, right? Because I think that that's the way that we learn, and that's what the how we, like, recognize, like, and maybe change our opinions and, like, really figure out, like, what is and what is right and what is wrong in, like, our own, like, lives and paths. I think on this specific topic, I just, there's no malicious intent or no, I think, like, agenda behind, like, porn for me in my eyes, right? Now, do I understand where you're coming from? Absolutely. Like, so I want you to understand that, like, what you're saying to me, like, is getting translated, and I get it. Like, I see where you're coming from. Like, your viewpoints are not mine, right? But again, am I going to agree with those personally? No. But that's okay, too, right? Like, because I think that there's, like, a certain, like, there's a certain, like, hard yes and a hard no. For example, like, we're going to take cheating, for example. Like, if I physically, in front of you or behind your back, like, was messaging somebody on, like, WhatsApp or physically, like, sleeping with somebody else, like, that's wrong, and we can both agree wholeheartedly, like,
you'd be that's in a ditch,
not
yeah.
That's not chill when you're in a relationship, and why the fuck are you with somebody if that's the case? But I think this is one of those topics that can be, for, like, lack of a better word, like, fluid, right? In the sense of, like, we can have an open discussion, and we can find, like, a promising middle ground for both you and I that makes us both comfortable, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah.
I know it's kind
of
weird.
So, I think some of your phrasing, I guess, and, like,
sure,
even, like, still some of your approach is still kind of missing the mark, but again. Okay.
Like, yeah. What? Okay, let's talk about it.
Well, saying, like, well, I don't have an agenda when I do. It's like, that's not the point.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted you to know, like, there's...
Or, like, maliciousness is, like, no, I've never, yeah, like, there's no, like, accusations of being malicious or anything.
No,
like,
I know. I just wanted to make that clear that, like, there's some people that would be like, well, fuck him. Like, I'm going to watch porn. Like, that's
no,
not,
no, which
that's,
I,
you know what I
mean?
No, like,
I get it.
That's all I was trying to, like, state. That was, again, that wasn't, like, a jab against you. It was just,
no,
like,
I know, I didn't think it was a jab. It was more just, like,
yeah, I get it.
Like,
yeah,
a point of clarification, or maybe, like, addressing, like, your approach.
Sure. I get that. I just think it's just one of those things that, like, you and I just view really differently. And again, I'm meeting more and more people. Like, I really, like, haven't ever, like, maybe even like been, I don't even know if I haven't like not been open with people about it or like partners about it. Cause I like, if people ask, it's not something I hide secret or whatever. Like, but again, I'm not like watching porn every single day. It's like,
no, it's not like, yeah,
I really count the number of times I've watched like porn in a year.
It's not like you're watching porn while you're making coffee.
And, you know, and so I've known enough people to do that too. So, but you know, like again, like if I can count the number of times like on a fucking, in a year, then it's really not like a big deal for me.
I get up to 365, yep.
Hey, yo. But you know, it's just not, it's not a huge deal for me. It's just, I think the concept behind it where I'm like, really does, I don't, like personally, right? Like I'm not batting an eyelid towards it. And
an eyelash. No,
an eyelash. Yeah. And I've never been bothered with like,
I'm not raising my eyebrows to it.
Yeah. But I get it. I know it's been an issue in more like relationships and it's been talked about. Like, I get that. I just personally have not like maybe like dealt with it. So It's just interesting, right? It's kind of like the fluidity thing where like we talked about it and we're like, I'm like, oh, I get
should
it.
We talk about that.
We can talk.
We keep like referring to it.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So I feel like I talk about the, like, I've talked about the fluidity scale a little bit. And for those of you who didn't listen to Noah's episode, we talked about, I talked about a lot of things. We talked about like the third gender, being young gay, but we also, one of the big things that we talked about was, again, the fluidity scale. And the concept behind that is like, no one is necessarily on the brink of either being like a 0 or a 10, right? Either like fully gay or like fully straight. Everyone kind of fluctuates, and we're not saying somewhere in the middle, but like there is a line of like, even if you're like a 1 or 9, I mean, I'm not in the middle. I wouldn't ever consider myself bisexual, but I probably put myself at like that, like 6 to 7 mark. And a big reason for that is like something that like Brad, like a big thing that Brad and I talked about, which has never been like a concept even in my mind, right? Is like me not ever thinking that there's like an issue like kissing my girlfriends. Like I can like honestly say, I'll be like, oh, I'm like, you know, I like kiss my girlfriend bye, or like we can like make out, or like go to Big Bear, and we all like, this didn't happen last time around, just before you like panic.
We weren't dating, I don't care.
We weren't, but no, well, like I'll just like make out and it's like funny for us and it's like interesting and like, and not like interesting, but it's like amusing, and it's just like, I don't know, like we don't think twice about it. I never like leave a situation being like, oh, I wonder if like my friend Chelsea really is like into me, like, and so that's why for us it was never like a, like really a concept of question. And again, like I've never really dated any, and anybody I've dated is always like known, like it's not like been a, again, like a big thing or big issue or big point of discussion. They were just like, okay, chill, whatever, we don't care, which is kind of interesting, right? Because you meet the guy that's either 1, no, that's not fucking cool. 2, the guy that's like, fuck yeah, like, I, like do whatever you want to do. Or 3, the guy that's like, okay, it's kind of only okay if I'm there, right? So you have like the 3 tiers. Those are the 3 that I've like ever like experienced.
Gotcha.
Like, between like people that I've known, like girlfriends as boyfriends, and people I've dated. Like those have really been like one of the 3 like responses. And so like for me, like again, like because I can't ever say like, oh, I would never kiss a girl, that's where I'm not gonna like put myself at a 9 of being straight, right? Like I think that I can be more fluid in the sense of like it doesn't bother me. I'm not like turned, like I guess like, I don't even know if this would make sense, but like I can't say that I'm like turned off by it, but I'm also like not turned on, if that like makes sense. So like I just don't find an issue with like kissing my girlfriends and calling it a day. But and this is also like, this is always my thought process in like relationships too, where I'm like, oh, so, well, it's like not cheating, because I'm not mentally, emotionally, or well, I guess physically, but mentally, emotionally invested in this person, so it doesn't matter, right? So now we had this conversation about it. I know I brought it up like a little bit kind of like in passing, and like it was again, right, with my passive nature, I was like, oh, whatever, it's like not a big deal to me. And you're like, hold the fucking front door, we're gonna talk about it, because that's not cool. And I was like, what?
I don't even think I had that like aggressive of a response, though.
No, of course, but I'm just being over dramatic. But you can kind of go into like your.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to arguments with you then.
What? Oh my gosh, you've been in literally the rude. The only quote unquote argument that's as bad as it would ever get.
Yeah.
That was just me getting pouty on the couch.
I was
going
to say, you moping and me saying, hey, this isn't fun.
Okay.
Get out of your head.
It's true. That's literally it.
That was it.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, it started like when you were talking about like the fluidity scale. I'm like that applies to, I'm sure, a lot of other people. For me, it just doesn't, like, I am, would you say it was a 9?
Yeah.
like being 100% straight or whatever.
Yeah, I would put you as an I. So it would be, the scale would be a 1 to 10, but nobody's like a full 10 and nobody's like a full 0. And the reason I say that is because you can look at a male and be like, I can understand that he's attractive.
But that doesn't make you a 9. You can look at things and think they're objectively like.
Okay, but that doesn't. I'm just saying that doesn't put you near a bi scale. I'm just saying nobody.
No, I don't. I agree. I'm just saying like I don't know if being able to objectively look at someone and think they're, oh, that's a good looking human being, mm-hmm. takes you from being, I guess, like 100% straight. Like that's how I just consider myself, because that's how I've always just felt. Like at no way of, I just never really found the need to want to make out with any of my guy friends, or have like really ever thought I actually could like be physical with a dude.
Yeah.
That's just how I'm wired.
And that's fine.
Yeah, totally. And I know it's not the same for everybody. And I think like the fluidity scale was never like the thing that came into question for us. I think it started off where I was just like, oh, I actually think I'm pretty straight. Like I like just like girls. Like mm-hmm. I like women. Women are beautiful. And I actually think they, for no pun intended, get the shaft when it comes to opposite sex relationships, because mm-hmm. like guys are gross. It started off with more like along the lines of like, well, when I'm in a relationship with someone, I prefer not to share them physically. Like, you can call it, you can pass it off as like, it's this kind of ha 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 like joke, you know, oh, like, you know, we're having fun, whatever. Like, I don't really think twice about it. Like, we make out, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Already for me, like, I'm just kind of like, well, I don't want to share you physically. Like, mm-hmm. that's just where I stand. But then where, I think the conversation got a little bit deeper is because I know you're maybe like a little bit more in the middle in terms of fluidity. So I think like the example I used where you were bringing up, like, well, I don't really have a mental attraction to it. It's just kind of funny. We're kind of goofing off or whatever. Like, I don't really think twice about it. It's like, I'm like, okay, I made out with my sister's roommate. I have no mental attraction to her. We thought it was funny. We were kind of just dicking around. Ha ha ha. No big deal. Cause that's to me kind of like, is like the same thing, because you're a little bit more fluid. It kind of adds another layer to it. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, the example I used where it was like, I don't think you'd like that. Like, even if I told you like, hey, it's a joke. Ha ha ha. Like, you know, she is just like my sister's roommate is really just my friend. Like, there has never been like any like mental attraction or like anything there, but it's like, oh, hi, you know, it was fun. Like, we were making out, whatever. Ha. Like, we're just being friends, you know, ha ha ha. And we got done making out. I didn't think twice about it. So that's, that was kind of the example that I used, and that was when
I'm literally so heated. It's
I know,
so
that's,
annoying.
I know, I can see it in your face, but you were heated when I brought it up then, too. You're like, no, fuck that, fuck you, we're good, sorry.
Go on.
So.
I know, it's like so hypothetical, and I'm getting so annoyed.
It was to prove a point, though. It was just, because you, like, already, like, I don't want to share you physically, but because you are a little bit more, like, fluid on the fluidity scale. It's just that mm-hmm. was like an example that I could find that might maybe like be relevant or applicable to trying to find like a commonality with how I feel and trying to make you like maybe just see that point of view.
Yeah.
So that's where we got.
No, and I mean, without being said too, it was like, I think that's why I got so pouty, because I was like, fuck, like he's kind of like right. And I like felt like I got checked in a way, because I was like, no one's ever literally told me that, like, not that I was wrong, right? It's just nobody's ever set an appropriate example that really, I think, resonated with me. Mm. And I think that was the first time I'd ever felt like that made sense. And I I had to mentally take a step back and be like, fuck, you're right. You know what I mean? Cause like for a long time I was like, I don't think again, right. You don't think twice about it. You're like, whatever. It's like, it's another fucking day again. But I've been with people that just like didn't care.
Yeah. And for some people that works for them. And like I said, like my point of view isn't like, you know, objectively correct.
No, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, to me, like, that's kind of what it feels like.
No, I mean, I get it. I agree. I have no rebuttal to that. And I think, like, what was interesting is one of the points that you had made, you were like, well, I feel like you've never dated a guy that, like, did the same. And I was like, no, I did. And that's maybe where my mindset, like, began, because at a young age, I had dated somebody that just like also was just as like carefree in that state. And like, he was open about it. And I was like, sick. Okay. Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. Maybe because I felt the exact same way, but I think I'm also so understanding to recognize that like, if somebody's uncomfortable in a situation, that's like something like that, where it's like physicality is really involved. Mm. Like, you have to be mindful of that. Like, you have to recognize that, like, something that you almost really can't, like, meet in the middle. And that's also another thing that I, like, talked to a couple of my girlfriends about. I was like, hey, like, have you, like, also, like, felt, or, like, how have you felt about, like, X, Y, and Z? And then it's, like, the story start opening up. They're like, well, you know, like, I've dated, like, this boyfriend. Or, oh, my boyfriend now found out about X, Y, and Z. Or, like, this and that. And I'm like, holy shit. Like,
what's X, Y, and Z?
Found out about, like, being uncomfortable with, like, you know, kissing your girlfriends and things like that.
Oh, okay. Just, so other people have had it. Gotcha.
Yeah,
other
people have, like, shared your feelings with the topic, right? But, again, having girlfriends that are, like, kind of in my boat, they're like, oh, whatever. We all have, like, a good time, right? It's always, like, fun.
But see, it's the nonchalant. It's being so nonchalant about it that actually is, like, even, like, part, like, not, I'm
not good,
not necessarily to you, but that's, like, part of the aggravation.
Uh-huh.
Where it's just like, no, there's, like, certain, like, it's like, I can kind of see, it's like, there's certain things you can't be so casual about, I guess.
But again, when you have to recognize too, like, not you, but anybody, right? If you've never been in a position where somebody tells you that they're uncomfortable with it or they encourage it, why would you ever think it was wrong?
No, I know. I get, trust me, I get it.
And I would never not be honest with somebody about it. Like, I would always, like, come back, oh, yeah, like, made out with, like, my friend Kaylee, whoever. And he'd be like, sick, high fives. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Like that, right? Like, so it was never, like, a thing. And, like, we've gone to, like, weddings together, and I watch him, like, literally, they were, like, on the dance floor, like, randomly kissing each other. And it was, like, it wasn't, like, a weird, well, not, like, a weird, but it wasn't, like, an intimate moment. It was, like, they were, like, goofing around. It was in front of everybody. And so it wasn't, like, a, I don't know, it wasn't even something that we all ever thought twice about. But yeah, that, like, never bothered me either, because, again, like, I was doing the same shit with my girlfriends.
Yeah, right? But I bet if I was a little bit more in the middle on the fluidity scale and you knew some of my guy friends were, I think you might have kind of the same.
Yeah, but even then, even, like, now, like, I mean, I get it. Yeah. I'm not even arguing.
No, that, I don't think you are. I think I was more even trying to bring the example maybe, yeah, like, closer.
Sure.
Like, closer to home, for lack of a better phrase.
No, I've just, like, literally never had somebody, like, bat an eyelid. Eyelash. Like, never.
Yeah, like, why would you want to share your partner physically? I don't know. To me, that's kind of what it always boiled down to. It's like, no, fuck you, dude. Like, that's my girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
No, hands off. Or come make out with me instead. Yeah.
By the way, he just called me his girlfriend. I want everybody to know it's on.
I called you my girlfriend, like, before you ever called me your boyfriend, so get
you
fucked.
You did, but I just wanted to be on tape. So that when I release this and you dump me, like, we're just kidding.
Yeah, you'll dump me. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. I like totally get it. And I think that I, like, really actually, like, respect that. But I think you and I do such a good job of communicating, like, about anything that I think could, like, bother us. Like, I mean, I know, like, there was, like, something, like, that I sent you this morning too, where I'm like, you know, like, it's, like, super minuscule, but it just, like, either, like, I said something along the lines of, like, it's either, like, a trigger or, like, really bothers me that, like, when you don't put, like, an eye in front of something, or, like,
yeah,
right? And I know it might not mean anything to you, but I was like, it just literally is such a whole world of difference in, like, certain elements of, like, how even a certain phrase can be put together. So,
I mean, you're beating around the bush. I think people can figure out what phrase you're talking about.
Oh. You don't want to talk about
that? But, like, a certain three-letter phrase. It rhymes with spy-spub-shoe.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about it. Because I actually kind of want to, like, know other people's opinions. So we were talking about saying, I love you, right? And for me, I feel as though there's a difference between an I love you and a love you. And I think that the singular I can really personalize this a little bit more. Whereas, like, for me, like, when I say love you, like, I'm super affectionate with my friends and I'm, like, such, like, a affirmer. So I'm like, you know, dude, like, I fucking, like, you know, love you. Like, you're doing great. You're amazing. I'm so freaking proud of you. Like, I'm always telling my friends, right? But it's really rare when I physically type out, especially to my male counterparts, like, I love you, and, like, really genuinely mean it. And I think when you're in a relationship, and I told you this from the very beginning, when I knew you would joke around this all the time, you'd be like, oh, like, love you, mom. Like, you know, we fuck around, and I'd be like, you know, like, it's not a big deal, but, like, don't tell me that you love me unless, like, you mean it. Like, and it was just something so personal to me, like, even if it was just the love you phrase. So I remember, like, you had said it, like, you had told me you loved me. And then I told you to tell me when you were sober.
I wasn't drunk, though.
I know you weren't drunk, and I know you absolutely meant it. I mean, I knew, and I thought you were going to tell me two nights before. Like, and that's why I asked you before we were going to bed. I was like, hey, are you okay? Because, like, I could tell that you were still up, and, like, you were saying shit, but you, like, wouldn't say it, and I was like...
I was trying to tell you I was hungry.
Which also is your love language anyways, so...
Food.
Well, so I knew you were going to tell me, but I think that it just kind of came, I mean, you even said it too, like, just in that moment when you told me, like, it just came naturally, and I get it, you know, and I ended up telling you in the car anyways, so.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, like, a big deal. It was literally, like, 5 minutes later that I was like, you know, yeah.
She told me she was hungry also.
Yeah. We shared the same sentiment.
Went to Flame Broiler.
Fuck, dude. That's, like, all we do. It's, like, either Chipotle or Flame Broiler. Or
it's the only thing near your house.
I know. Well, I live in... Not telling you where I live, but y'all know.
Spake Sporpish.
See that, or we go to Bear Flag. But yeah, anyway, yeah, like, so I told you immediately, but then, like, you didn't tell me, like, again in person when I was, like, just, I was, like, I kind of just want you to tell me, like, the next morning. Or you, like, joked around, like, telling me the next morning. Mm-hmm. Not thinking that you did, which is fine. I mean, I knew that it happened, but I had asked you, I'd clarified. I was, like, did you really mean what you said? And you did. But then I think that, like, I told you again that night, and then the following evening, this is when I started thinking about it, because it was, like, that was, like, your kind of technical first time of even saying that to me, like, you know, again, coming at it first, but you just kind of just were, like, all right, good night, love you, and I was, like...
And then, yeah, you texted it out, yeah. I know what you're referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah, and then I just texted, yeah, and again, I just texted it fully out with the I, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, like, okay, maybe, like, he'll just kind of, like, read between the lines, but I think then, like... The next morning, when was it? Like, yesterday? Oh, yeah. This morning. This morning you left and you said it again. You were just kind of like, love you. And I was like, fuck. Like, it just kind of sucks because it doesn't feel... And I this is not you. I know exactly how you feel about me. And, like, I've never had any question. But it's... I think the phrase itself, when it's... It almost becomes a cop-out. Because I think it is a lot harder to, like, throw the I in front of there. I think it, like, it makes more of a statement.
Hey, love you.
Fuck off. But yeah, it makes more of a statement. So I was, like, thinking about it, like, all morning, and then I just kind of texted you about it, and I was like, hey, like, I know it's, like, really small, but, like, I think there's, like, a huge, like, difference in this. And you were, like, super receptive, which I really appreciate. You're like, dude, that's fine. I get it. Yeah. You're like,
It's a very easy request.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to accommodate.
I know.
I just won't say it anymore.
I know. Well, no, but I mean, there's a difference between, like, fucking around and being like, all right, I love you. Like, right? Like, that. Like, I don't mind that. I don't need you to tell me that all the time. But I think in certain situations, like, if you're, like, leaving like that, and then you're kind of like, all right, love you. Like, that, like, didn't seem like an appropriate...
No. I hope you know phrasing. That I'm going to completely exaggerate it moving forward, though. Like, anytime I leave your house... I love you and miss you. Like, will you? You'll text me, right? Okay, I love you.
You do that already, anyways. I'll go upstairs and you're like, I miss you. And I'm like, wait, I miss you too. Come up quickly after your skin routine.
My skin routine.
Oh yeah, now that y'all know about my fucking dating life, I'm in a relationship and in love. What's up? Mic drop.
I can't say the same, but I'm looking forward to getting there one day.
Yeah, Brad is single, ladies. 555. Get
you can
after him.
Find me on MySpace or Twitter. I think I still have. What's the title of this podcast going to be?
I'm
dating a dipshit.
No.
That's kind of a good one, actually.
Actually, yeah, that's actually pretty funny, and I kind of want to use it.
Can you have profanity in your podcast titles?
I would probably just do, like, asterisks.
Asterisks, yeah.
Okay, so now that we went on 70 different tangents.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then we started talking about the porn and the fluidity thing.
Yeah, which
I think that's more in line with your actual podcast subject.
I mean, I still want to get through these cards, like, eventually. We can do a follow-up. Okay, well.
We can draw a couple more.
Okay, so I pulled four.
We had a way better conversation instead.
We did, and I'm down with that. So I pulled four, and we can do two each. And I figure this would be a good way to kind of, like, close the convo or close that piece. What recent experience made you feel closer to me?
The entire Christmas break.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Can you give me a why?
It was the first stretch of time where we were able to do more besides, like, I mean, I really like being able to come over here at the end of the day and just kind of hang out and have a beer and just watch Shameless together. Have silence, or, like, we can just casually talk. Like, last night I came over and we talked the entire time. We didn't watch any TV, which was awesome. But it was the first time, Christmas break was the first time that we were actually able to go out and do things together, mm-hmm. because we didn't have work and it was a lot easier. I wasn't coming over at like 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, with all the restrictions, it's pretty hard, but
yeah,
like we went to the few breweries that are still open. We went on a hike. Then we went to another few breweries that were still open. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, it was like the first stretch of time where we actually did stuff together.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what you and I were both really wanting.
Yeah.
It was as much fun as it was to hang out here. It was the first time we were able to do something together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, like, psychologically too, you end up bonding people and you fall for people, like, more so, like, with experience and just conversation, which, like, I think both you and I are, like, pretty extensive communicators, so we already had that locked down, but, like, we didn't know what it would be like if we went to, like, a brewery and, like, I wouldn't ever know, like, how you treated the server, mm-hmm. right? Or, like, certain things that you would say, like, if we were out or somebody was walking by us. Like, there's so many, like, little nuances that can really be turnoffs, and I think that, like, with us being able to, like, get the fuck out of the house, mm-hmm. that was, like, a pivotal moment. So I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember bringing you cookies Christmas Eve.
You did.
Coming over Christmas Day, but at night, like after I hung out with my family and everything, because obviously my sister had COVID, so I had no one to hang out with. So I told my mom, hey, you know, like my friend's by herself. Like, is there any way I can? This is before even we were like officially dating.
Yeah. But
my friend's by herself. Like, can I steal some of our Christmas cookies and bring them over? And my mom, being like the rad mom that she can be, like put together this huge like collection goodie bag of Christmas homemade cookies, so then brought it over to your house. You started crying.
Oh, I fucking lost my bananas the second he was here.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and then I came to your house on Christmas evening. And then the next day is when we went to Newport and we got tattoos.
That's true. We
went to the brewery.
You're right.
So, rounding it all back, it was fun being able to do activities together.
Yeah.
And it started the 26th.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so. You met my mom, too.
Ah, that's right. And she fed me a lot.
She did.
Yeah. You're so skinny. Brad, you can eat. I'm really sorry if she listens to this. I'm not making fun of you.
My parents would never listen to this. My dad got through 15 minutes of the first episode and was like, what the fuck is this? Okay. Is it my turn or your turn?
I don't know. How do I show that I love you without telling you?
As cliche as it sounds, I think a lot of ways is like literally the way that you look at me. I think that's a big one. I think for you, like, you're very, like, physical in a lot of ways. So I think it's, like, reciprocating the physicality. And, like, obviously, like, you and I are both affirmers. So it's, like, really genuinely letting me know. And I know I, like, mentioned this to you. I was, like, I really love, like, how much you tell me that, like, what I, like, mean to you. Or, like, how much you, like, either, like, are invested with me. How much you like me. Like, because, again, I'm an affirmer. And that is my love language. I think that, like, resonates with heavily with me, and I know you're not just blowing smoke up my ass. So what do you think is hardest for me to love about you?
I don't know if it's necessarily the hardest, and I think you're kind of on this level with me already, so maybe it's not as difficult as it would be with other people, but she's playing footsies with me. This is disgusting.
I think
the hardest thing is just, I think the sarcasm often, like, this, you know, goes for my entire family. Is the sarcasm often gets misconstrued as being an asshole, mm-hmm. or like having like rougher edges, you know, comes across as maybe like you're negative or you're mean or anything like that. Yeah. And like a good chunk of it is like, one, it's a defense mechanism. Like, we don't know really how to open up to people mm-hmm. without being sarcastic. And then like just two, like that's a level of communication that we feel comfortable with. It's a weird thing to describe, but we don't really know how to communicate with other people without throwing in some sort of like sarcastic joke about it. I mean, it kind of I think that stems from like my grandma, who would say like every day spent without laughing is a day wasted. Mm-hmm. And you know, she lived to be 104, so I think that sense of humor has some sort of longevity, while like maybe like my sister and I might take it to a little bit like darker levels. Our big thing is just kind of always being able to find humor in something, no matter how dark and tragic and maybe just if you can find something to laugh at in just about anything. So I think that often gets misconstrued with you're an asshole and whatever, so I think it's like a similar problem that even like comics have. Yeah. It's like when you make light out of certain situations, it's not, no, we, it's not that we don't care, but this, this for us is a, it's a, it's a coping skill.
Yeah.
This is how we handle like harsh realities, is being able to like make light of stuff. And if anything, I think we're mentally healthier as a result of it. Mm-hmm. You know, no one, I don't think anyone that makes a joke about something that's dark genuinely like thinks that. It's, I don't know, it's just like a very cathartic way to go about things. But I think from the outside perspective, people like think it's us trying to mask emotions, mm-hmm. or anything like that, which maybe to some extent it is, but yeah. I think it can mask that like there is like a sincere, like genuine or like soft side underneath it all, and like it, that is the first thing that you see, so it's probably natural to think that that's just the way you are. But there's a little bit of like a soft, protective individual under it all, and I think it just usually the people, I think that's why like I have, well, like this is a really long answer to that question.
No, I love it.
I think that's why like I have like just like a handful of friends as opposed to like a bunch, is just because like the people that are around me are the ones that either have very similar personalities, or they just, they know that there's like, there's more layers to it all. So that's kind of always been even like my philosophy in trying to find people to date, mm-hmm. is like, maybe like I haven't dated as many people as other people, but it's the people that I've dated have actually like to everyone's credit has like realized that there's a little bit more underneath the sarcasm. Yeah. As awesome as a sarcasm is, like I'm fucking hilarious as hell, obviously.
I agree.
So anyway, it was a very long answer to your card, but that's what I would say.
No, I mean, I absolutely agree with that. Like, I think you and I talk about this all the time, right? And I'm not saying I agree with it in the sense of like, I think it's hard for me, but I can maybe see that. Well, one, that I know that was a concern for you in the very beginning, but two, like, in all reality, like, I can see where it's been an issue in the past, right? Because I feel like I've, like, kind of faced something extremely similar where, like, I've had people just tell me they're, like, I'm insensitive, or what's wrong with you, or this and that. So I felt like that even in my past relationships, I shut myself down and I changed who I was. I got rid of the humor. Like, I wasn't who I wanted to be. And then the second I got out of those relationships, I'm like, fucking, I'm back, baby. Like, I had nothing else to hide.
Yeah.
And I know what I told you in the past is like, I just, or like, you know, I'm sorry, recently was that I just like refused to like, I think, shut myself down or really like allow myself to like be put back in like situations that like suppress who I like really am. So, and I know that I've like empowered you and like, or I tried to in like every way to like allow you to be as sarcastic as you can be. And like, I don't think you ever really crossed a boundary with me. But, like, you know, I'm sure that there's, I think we're, and, you know, I'll give you a pivotal example of this, like, where we were talking, and I think you said something like sarcastic, and I just said, I was like, you know, like, sarcasm's just, like, not warranted here. I don't remember but I made a comment, and you're like, you're right. Like, you were so receptive of it, and you're like, I get it, you're telling me something really personal, like, I probably should just, like, back down. Mm-hmm. And, like, this instance, and again, like, we've been, like, honest to each other in all reality. And I'm pretty sure, like, you've said something about, like, me.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I've said something similar to you where I'm like, you don't have to be sarcastic right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we can, like, laugh about it. But, you know, I agree. I think we both kind of, like, fell from the same tree in that sense. Not in a creepy, like, incest way, but...
Mm.
So, yeah. But I think that's a really good note to, like, end this on. I think that we've, like, talked for per usual. We get on one topic and we talk about, like, 70 other things, so.
Yeah. No, but, like, seriously, Terminator 2 is, like, not only...
Oh, fucking Christ. Just chill me.